Hi again, everybody, and welcome to another podcast where we look at different Christmas movies. I'm Frank Phillips, your host, and today we're looking at Eve's Christmas, which is, I've got to admit, one of my favorite Christmas movies. It stars Elisa Donovan and Cheryl Ladd, and I was looking at IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, because I really didn't know too much about Elisa Donovan. In fact, I knew nothing about Elisa Donovan other than she was on this particular movie. And I noticed that this year, 2009, she is going to be in two more movies that apparently are Christmas movies. One is called The Holiday House, coming out this year. And IMDb says it's been completed. The Holiday House is... let's see if I can find a spoiler about that. Really don't know what it's about, except it stars Jason London and Nicholas Brendan. Okay? All right. And then she's also going to be in another movie this Christmas called The Dog Who Saved Christmas. And she plays Belinda Bannister in that. She played Anna in The Holiday House. And let's see what this is about. It's about a dog at Christmas. Okay. Mario Lopez stars as Zeus. Adrienne Barbeau as the cat lady, Dean Cain. Oh, from Lois and Clark as Ted Stein. Gary Valentine as George Bannister. And Elisa Donovan plays Belinda Bannister. So, that's what that's all about. But let's get back to the subject at hand, which is Eve's Christmas. It was a 2004 TV movie, very well done. I'm surprised it was a TV movie, but at any rate, it's about this woman who has hit it big in the Big Apple. She has a stunning penthouse in New York City, and she's dating her boss, who supposedly is separated from his wife. And on the night we meet her, she's getting ready to go for a big skiing romantic holiday with her boss. And he tells her, no, can't do that. Tomorrow's Christmas. Got to spend Christmas with the kids. So she realizes that she has become the other woman. And she is the woman that all the wives in the office hate. And so, after getting pretty well boozed up, she meets this fellow who is a street beggar, and she gives him, I don't know, a little bit of change in a styrofoam cup that he's holding, and he reminds her that if she doesn't like her life, she can always wish upon the Christmas star that comes around at Christmas Eve. So, she makes the wish that she could do it over. And lo and behold, she falls asleep, wakes up in her own bedroom 10 years earlier, and we find out that she was planning a Christmas Day wedding with her boyfriend at the time. And she dumped him because of the opportunity to go to New York City and become an intern at this advertising agency. And she has a week to live that part of her life over. And the only hint we have as to the outcome is that Brother Joseph, as he is called, tells her, you know, you have to live with the consequences of your decisions. Brother James, I'm sorry, Brother James is the fellow who tells her about the Christmas wish, and he's played by Peter Williams. So, the week goes by, and obviously all of her friends really notice that she has changed. She's not the same person. They go to the local pub. They all have beer. She really wants a gin and tonic, which makes everybody just stop and look at her. And she gets fired from her job working for the local coffee shop because she has forgotten how to run the espresso equipment. And She tells her boyfriend, "I guess I'll never be a barista." And he said, "What's a barista?" Well, as time goes on, she has a decision to make whether or not she will continue in her ways as this highly paid ad executive in New York City and miserable, or if she'll follow through with her wedding to her boyfriend back in 1996. It's really a nice movie. I mean, it really is one of my favorites. What can I say? The reason I like it, I think, is the same reason, one of the reasons that I like Smallville is that, you know, these are all 30-something people, and they're full of vitality, and they're starting their adult lives, and, you know, who's to argue with that? Who's to say that that's not the great part of life, you know? But at any rate, Elisa Donovan, beautiful redheaded girl, plays Eve. Sebastian Spence is her boyfriend, Scott. Diane Simon is played by Cheryl Ladd, and who doesn't like Cheryl Ladd from Charlie's Angels? And she's really interesting in the role of a middle-aged mother. Really interesting, and she has a good part. And so we've got other people like Kevin Smith, K-A-V-A-N Smith, Kevin Smith, who plays Neil Barlow, the philandering ad agency executive. And as I said, Peter Williams plays Brother James. Let me see if there's anything else that he's been in that we would recognize. Let's see. According to Internet Movie Database, he was in several. He was in 20 episodes of Stargate SG-1, playing Apophis. I guess that's how you pronounce his name. He was in Stargate SG-1, Children of the Gods, Final Cut, that's coming out this year, playing the same character, Apophis. In 2009, he plays Ryan in an episode of Crash. And the episode's titled No Matter What You Do. He was in Catwoman, 2004. Never saw Catwoman. I guess I won't hold that against him. He played Detective Number 2, which sounds like it was probably a fairly minor role. 2003, he was in an episode of The Twilight Zone. And he was in another Christmas movie in 2000 called Holiday Heart, playing Philip St. Paul. And this other thing. He played Jackson in one episode of The X-Files in 1998. The episode was titled Kill Switch. So, Brother James, as he calls himself here, and as he is called in this particular movie called Eve's Christmas, is the fellow that we can assume to be an angel, because he is a person who, when Eve says that she's the client, he just looks up to the heavens and says, "She thinks that I work for her. She thinks I work for her." And of course, nobody else can see him, and she is talking to herself. That happens twice, once in the bar, once out on the street, looks like maybe the town square. So it's just really a neat movie. Probably haven't done it justice in this review, but I would encourage you to get it and to watch it this Christmas season. Good movie, 2004, Sonar Productions, Inc., is the production company. So, hope you enjoy it. Remember, please look up my novel on lulu.com. You can do a search for Terry Franklin Phillips Sr., or you can do a search for the novel by name, which is Living in Victory. And you'll not only see a picture of the cover, but you can click the preview link and read the first 10 pages or so of the novel and see if you're interested in purchasing it. It can be bought either in paperback or as a PDF file online for several denario cheapero. So in my Spanglish, as my daughter, who speaks Spanish fluently, calls it. But this is Frank Phillips, and I hope that you're having a wonderful holiday season. See you next time.